All right. So we're now going to move into the more difficult ones. Those first two, I hope, were pretty straightforward. This is, how do you decide whether you ought to pay through the trustee or pay direct on your auto loan? And what I've done is, these are all the variable numbers, and then the program will spit out the answer. So there's this common misbelief that if the interest rate on the contract is equal to or less than the sum of the interest rate under a Chapter 13 plan, which I've made up 4.5%, and a trustee fee, which I've made up at 6%. Under that common misconception, if these are the same numbers, that plus that, then your client shouldn't care which way they go. So I'm going to put both of these and say there's a 58-month term. The answer is that paying through the trustee will save your client almost $2,000 in this example. On a present value basis, it saves your client $1,700, even though that sum is the same. So if the contract rate on the car is 10.5% and the interest rate under the plan is 5% and the trustee is 7%, they're still better off paying through the trustee. And the reason why this is it's a mistake to add these two numbers. They are actually calculating different things. The trustee fee is calculated on the actual disbursement by the trustee. The interest rate is calculated on the outstanding principal balance of the loan. And the premise that you should add these two numbers together is simply a false premise. Generally, with most interest rates that were made at market rates to a poorly performing client, you are going to be better off paying through the trustee. Let's assume, though, that the interest rate is only 7%. At that point, you're actually going to cost yourself some money by paying through the trustee, and the computer will tell you how much. But let's assume the trustee fee here is 6%. Still, you're a little better off paying through the trustee. So it's very sensitive here to the interest rate under the plan. What though if the remaining term under the contract is 40 months and you can do a 58-month payout under the plan? Well, now you're really making a mistake paying it through the trustee at that point. But if this contract rate is 9%, now you're pretty well at a break even, but on a present value basis, which is the right way to look at it, that takes into effect the time value of money. Your client is better off paying 11% with that sum versus a 9% contract rate. Let me show you why that is. If your client is paying direct, the payment is $580.60 a month on this loan that has 40 remaining months. Through the trustee, the payment is only $388 plus the trustee fee. So your client is actually saving $168 in the early months of the case. Although later on, your client to pay through the trustee is spending more. But your client is continuing to have to pay when the actual loan would have been paid off. But because that early money still has value and could be saved by your client, they are better off paying through the trustee. This will allow you to type in sort of any permutation. You know, let's assume that you want to pay off in 40 months, you know, through the trustee. You can do that, and then you'll save money both on an absolute basis and on a present value basis. So when you're trying to decide, should the payment be through the trustee or should the payment be direct, I would ask you to really run the numbers, think about the numbers, and understand them, not just from adding those together. Judge Rhodes, any questions, or is that making sense to people? How are we doing?
Hold on just one second. I think the question they had wasn't related to that. There's Mayor Patel, where can our clients get a 4.25% return? But that's not related to what you were just talking about.
That was going back to the savings. Well, you're thinking about what the rate of return, I'll just answer that. That's back on the savings question. You're thinking about how much are the rates of return going to be over the next 30 years. And so right now, rates of interest are very, very low. But if you think that interest rates are going to go up, you're thinking about the average rate over the 30 years.
Exactly.
Okay, so now I'm going to go to home loan points. So first of all, I want to just say what a home loan point is in case people don't know what a home loan point is. A point is equal to one percentage point. And often when you borrow money on a home loan, the lender will have both an interest rate that they charge and the lender will charge points. So this is an example of a $150,000 loan with 2 points. 2 points is 2%. 1% of $150,000 is $1,500. 2% of $150,000 is $3,000. So your client only receives at the closing $147,000. Under this example, if they're paying 4% on their home mortgage, they're paying that 4% not on what they receive, but on what they borrowed. So they borrowed $150,000, but they only got $147,000. If you assume that the term of this loan is 360 months, and that your client is going to have the loan for the full 360 months, the effective interest rate only went up from 4% to 4.17%. So the 2 points had a fairly nominal effect on that interest rate. But the fact is that very, very few Americans live in their homes for the full 360 months. If you have somebody that's in the military, they may only live in the home for 24 months, right? And so if you think about somebody that might pay this loan off in 24 months, now the interest rate is up over 5% from the effect of having borrowed the new money. Or let's assume that your client actually knows they're going to be moving in 7 months. You know, they have a job transfer, and in 7 months they're going to move. Now the effective interest rate, because of the points, has gone up to 7.53%. So this is a combination evaluation that you have to do. How much are the points? How much is the interest rate?